Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
You said it, girl.
Jimmy Cat.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Say woo.
Break it up.
Share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate. Hello, hello, hello. Happy holidays. We are celebrating. You're waking up with Linda McShann. This is our last show for the season because we have to go out there and celebrate. Also, you know, we're sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, a nonprofit organization that has skilled advisors and consultants that help you reach your goals in workshops, training, education, and especially shaping the minds of our youth out there. We'd like to say good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening from, and say happy holidays to our friends in Canada, Japan, United States, South Korea, and many, many other places. We love you. We want you to enjoy. Enjoy, enjoy. It is Find It Out Friday. We'll have Miss Tiffany with an eye coming on, sharing a little bit with us. We're going to be celebrate and close the doors, to open up the doors for the new ones. We have some information for you. A bit of travel tips maybe here and there because I know we're out there moving around and we're moving about. We'd like to say happy holidays. And if you didn't listen to the show last night, we had Mario Tate, the singing chef, on with us, and he gave you a taste of him. He sung a beautiful song for you. So if you didn't get a chance to be on, just check back. You can archive. You can just Google Waking Up with Linda McShann, and you can hear all the archive shows. So welcome in. And I'd like to say, you know, as we're closing these doors, never forget how you've come and everything that have gotten you through, all the times you have pushed on, even when you felt you couldn't, all the mornings you got out of bed no matter how hard it was, all the times you wanted to give up, but you go through another day. Never forget how much strength you have learned and developed along the way. We have to keep each other going out there. We have to make things happen. And I'll share this with you. You know, life may be a can serves a meet in a single marathon. You can lose a race here and there. As long as you win in a contest, in one area. All struggles you endure will become a prized investment in your own personal strength. When we draw the strength from within, our outlook undergoes a dramatic transformation. Everything around us looks completely different. To be strong, that is the key to happiness. And for those of you who are maybe not too happy because you no longer have families or you're out here by yourself, and, you know, don't get down. If you get depressed or if you get sad, dial 988. That's 24 hours. There's somebody for you to talk to. You know, this is a good time for joy, and sometimes it's a good time for sadness. So if you find yourself out there being depressed or being sad, we're here for you. You're not alone, and you have many, many, many arms that are wrapping you, many, many, many angels out here. So I just wanted to share that with you before Tiffany Whip and I came on, and we give you some bringing in the new doors, how we're going to open them up. So again, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. Kwanzaa will be starting at the end of the month. Sunday starts the Jewish holiday. We take care of everybody over here. Hanukkah will begin on Sunday. So we love you. Listen in and enjoy.
Listen to him, baby.
Mary Mary out there. Keep shopping. We have Miss Tiffany with an eye. I see it. I correct it. I strategize on it. And I completed with us. And as I stated, we won't be back in until 2023. This is it. So we're going to take it out having some fun. Tiffany with an eye, welcome in. How are you doing?
I am doing well. Thank you for asking.
Okay.
On this Friday.
Yeah. Crazy Friday. It's crazy out there, okay? It is
Yeah,
crazy.
I haven't been out there yet to see all
okay.
the Christmas festivities or the traffic, the Christmas shopping.
Yeah. All of that is happening. The traffic, the lights are beautiful, you know. Once you get out and get a chance to, like, go in particular neighborhoods, there's some neighborhoods that just have spectacular lights. And I always like to, you know, if I can be driven around to look at that. It just makes me so happy. So, you know, we're talking about celebrating closing doors to open new ones. And I know that you have some information for us that Mercury is going into retrograde. And talk to us a minute before we just move on further.
Well, there are two things. We have the winter solstice, which is happening December 20th, and the 21st, and that's a big thing. And then we have the 29th, we have, Mercury going retrograde. So those
okay.
are two big things. So today I kind of did some research more on the winter solstice because Mercury retrograde it happens every 3 months, like 3 to 4 times a year or so. And Mercury retrograde, that's when we review, we reflect, and then we figure out where we want to go for the next 3 months until it comes back around. So it's kind of like the universe's default mechanism for us to really take the time to, you know, review where we are, look at things so that when we go forward, we'll know what we want, we will release what we don't, and that's just, it's a continuous cycle. And it's a great thing because you need to know those things every 3 or 4 months. You know, there are quarters, you know, we have 4 quarters in a year financially, you know, fiscally, first, second, third, and fourth quarters, and there's no difference when, you know, with Mercury retrograde. So, but it's a good time. So it's when the universe, like the energy makes us slow down. And so if you don't know and are not aware of that slowing, you'll get frustrated. So communication's a little bit different, you know, because Mercury rules communication. So you will, you might have some things go on with communication, devices. The advice for most of the time is, you know, before you sign a contract, don't do anything until after Mercury goes direct because, you know, you need to solidify things, especially in contractual agreements and making sure you dot your I's and cross your T's and everything is good. And then when Mercury goes direct in about 3 to 4 weeks, it retrogrades for about 3 weeks, and then it goes direct. And then after that, you know, it's kind of safe to go full speed ahead once Mercury does that. So, but then we have the winter solstice, and that was an interesting topic, actually, because it required some research, and I didn't really know that there was, you know, so much out there. So this is kind of interesting. And the winter solstice, which happens on December 20th and 21st, is the moment when the sun is tilted as far away as it will be all year. It is called the season of death and rebirth of the sun. It is the time of year when daylight is the shortest and nighttime is at its longest. So, you know, the 21st is like the shortest day of the year. So we probably will not have any, you know, sun by 4:30. It'll be dark. then it starts to increase after that day. And, you know, and then we'll go into spring and once spring hits, then we'll have daylight saving time, and then we'll spring forward and all those good things. So the winter solstice is important because it's a moment of great energy, and it can help our spirit sense, excuse me, spiritual senses to be activated and heightened. And so I talked about that last time, talking about spiritual awareness as we were dealing with the portal 1212 and dealing with the full moon in Gemini. So this seems to be like an underlining theme and a main theme in all of this. So we should pay close attention to the changes in our soul at this time. And it marks the beginning and the end, of course. And it reveals change. It reminds us that nothing is to stay permanent. So, you know, everything, nature has its cycles, right? So in the winter, things die and you expect a harvest. You know, in the springtime, it's a different thing. So, you know, you're hibernating, you're resting. And it's very, very important that you rest. So there are like nine things, meanings. And one of, I'll just kind of briefly go through the nine. And the first one is like the power of change, embracing the change and the fact that change is inevitable. It will take the unnecessary things in our lives. We will release that and it'll take it away. But it's always positive. You know, change is inevitable, but it's always positive. It must come so that you can grow. Get ready for challenges. The winter solstice is telling you to prepare to take responsibilities which might look like a challenge. Like, let's say you're getting a promotion which requires you to take a leadership role and gain more responsibility. That's not a bad thing. It's just, you know, an adjustment, right? It's not it'll be challenging because you're trying to adjust, but it's adjusting to more responsibility. Your sorrow is turning to joy, so the universe has used the night of the winter solstice to assure you that your sorrow is turning to joy. I don't even know why I can't even say that one. For it's a time to rest. So, you know, we talk about rest all the time. We talk about taking care of yourself. This is going to be a period where you're going to do that because we're going to be making plans and we're going to, for the next coming year, right? So it's very important to take to pay attention to your health and the winter solstice will help you realize that. So get plenty of rest. That's what, you know, you do in the wintertime. Make sure you take care of your health. Manifestation plays an important part as one of the nine things, and it's an opportunity for us to manifest our hidden desires. So, you know, there's an intense spiritual energy on this day. And so it is believed that anything you desire will come to pass, right? Mm-hmm. Six is the beginning of a new season. So the winter solstice helps us to realize that a new season is here in our lives and is like on the horizon, right? Good luck. Mm-hmm. It's a time of good luck. Once the winter solstice day arrives on December 20th and 21st, this moment is to embrace the goodness of the universe. There's a harvest during the winter solstice. The winter solstice is a time that marks the beginning of winter. So the winter season is a moment of harvest and freshness, right? You're harvesting and new things, new idea, freshness, new stuff. Spirituality is the nine thing that the winter solstice brings, and the meaning of the winter solstice. It's believed that the winter solstice is a day, the moment to connect with our inner selves and with our guardian angels. It is also believed that the winter solstice is a time to awaken our spiritual consciousness, and this will be needed for the coming season and year. So we're going through a spiritual consciousness awakening, and I've been talking about that for the last 3 months, but definitely, you know, you have some more support, some more energy that comes through during the winter solstice. And that's, you know, this is a very important time. as any of these things that we talk about, the portals, the retrogrades, you know, just understanding the energies and how to use them is beneficial. So that was my research today.
Well, I tell you what, Professor, you really dug into it. You brought us the nine things. I like the ninth and connecting that inner self. Gave us the information. You did your research. I'm telling you, when we're getting ready to make this year-end close, we just have to bring it all up, put it out there, all your abilities, all your skills, everything is brought all the way to the end. Everything that you've learned, you've done, and things that you wish you hadn't have done, all of that comes in. We use the word year-end, because it has to clear itself up. We have to close it out so that we can open up those new doors. So that's why we picked this title today. And, you know, especially when you say you get rid of the things that are unpleasant, you know, evaluate your worth. That's the way I use it. Continue to light candles for others, because when we continue to light those candles, our path becomes brighter. And be determined, never, ever deal with defeat, and never, ever give up. So on the 20th and the 21st, and I always deal with the winter solstice because they're totally in tune with the universe, and everything is in the universe, so that means we're totally in tune with ourselves and everybody else. But I have a saying, and I tell the young adults, when someone tells you no, you must show them they should have said yes. And that takes determination, that takes resilience, that takes never, ever, ever giving up, and especially on yourself. And I'll repeat this, I said it last night on Mario's show, the worst mistake you can make is to give up on yourself and stop challenging yourself for fear of failure. Keep moving forward with a firm eye on the future, telling yourself, I'll start from today, I'll start fresh from now, from this very moment. So when you trip down and scar your knee, keep in mind, the goal is still down there. And guess what? You have that football in your hand, because the football is you. So you still got it. You see the goal at the end. Shoot for it. It might not, can't run fast enough in a manner that you want to get there, but it's always going to happen as long as you never, ever, ever give up, and especially on yourself. So I am so glad that you're giving us this information, this winter solstice, 20th and 29th. It's something that we're going to pay attention to. All of you out there traveling, keep that in mind. Going to be things happening out there, and when the Mercury is moving, if you happen to follow, I think you said that's going on.
That's the happening 29th. Around the 29th. The 29th.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So for 3 weeks, and then it moves direct. I'm going to keep these dates, because when it's moving direct, I want to make sure I got my house in order. But while we're out there shopping. It's a lot of information that we're not getting, because, you know, we don't want to damper. You know, we got to spend our money. We got to be angry. We got to have fun. But I'm telling you, take care of yourself, okay? Do not slack up. Keep your Lysol. Keep your turmeric. Your vitamin D. Get eucalyptus oil. Eucalyptus is a immune builder. If you're traveling, put something in. Put it in your, don't put it in your suitcase, so you don't want it to spill over. Just put it in a little package and keep it in your purse close to you. But keep that eucalyptus oil, because that is an immune builder. Those of you who buy some eucalyptus soap, anything that you see with eucalyptus on it, get it, okay? Go to the store. You know, everybody don't cook the same. But if you are a person that uses turmeric also builds the immune. Put that in your luggage also, because, you know, Aunt Mabel might not have no turmeric. You know, it depends on which way you're going. And they don't really believe I mean, there's seasonings and things that, depending, like Texans, they go with the real deal, real butter, real everything. Not sure if they know about the turmeric down there. So if I happen to get some extra bottles, I think I'm going to ship it in for them so that they can shake it over the potato salad, okay, and make sure that they stay safe down there. That's a different type of thing. But Tiffany with the nine, we appreciate you. This is our last show for the season because we on hiatus, shoot. We got to celebrate, too. But I tell you this, if something happened and I must get it out there, listeners, just watch. Watch out for the postings. Just watch. Right now we say we see you in 2023, but if it's something I need to get to you, I'm going to get to you. I might have to hit the button and turn on the switch and tell you about it. Just watch the postings. You know, we always want to keep you abreast of what's going on. We always want to care and share and let you know what's happening out there. But we're on hiatus, you know. It's like, I don't know if I sound too good, you know, tasting that eggnog and wine because Christmas is my holiday. Okay, all holidays, my holidays, but I just, you know, Christmas is something, and I view it in a different way, but it's a joyful time. My meaning of it is totally different. I have different meanings for it because, to be honest with you, we are supposed to be kind and joyful every day, okay, every day. So, Tiffany, with an eye, we're not going to stay on here too long because I know, are you baking any cookies, Martha Stewart, at this time? I call you Martha Stewart because you like to look at those recipes. But are you doing any baking?
You know what? No, I, even though I'm from the South, I do not cook anything from scratch. Anything that I bake is going to probably be out of a box. I know that sounds bad, but, and I haven't been doing a lot of that. I mean, I've baked gingerbread, like a cake.
Okay.
I've had brownies. I haven't done any cookies because that'll be like, you know, the Nestle Toll House. You just, you know, cut them and put them on the pan, on the sheet, and then they're done, like, in 15 minutes. I think next year, going into this new year, I will probably – you know, do more of that, do more cooking, do more baking. I do more cooking from scratch, and I love to, you know, prepare dressings and marinades and sauces and just things that, you know, that kind of thing. And the main course, of course, or the, you know, the main entree. But other than that, I think next year will be a year that I will really dig into baking a little bit more because I do enjoy it, but I mean, you over there are the scratch cooker. You cook from scratch. You bake from scratch. So.
Oh yeah, when I cook, but you know, over here the stove has four burners. It only gets one on, and that's to heat my water for tea. And if I turn four burners on at the same time, it might get up and walk up out of here, seeing what's going on. Okay, I cook. I can cook, but the problem is, do I want to cook? Okay, I love good food, so every now and then I cook what I'd like to eat. You know, I was talking with my neighbor, and she said, what are you doing? I said, cooking some fried cabbage. Cabbage? I just thought you had to boil it or steam it. I said, no, you have never had fried cabbage. Quick and easy. Very, very good. A very, very different way of doing things. So will you show me how to make it? Sure, I will show you. I mean, then I might call my steward every time I'm in the store and I see cookware, I think of you because you're saying, boy, you know, that equipment, you have to have the best equipment. Not really. As long as you have a skillet and a pot and a skillet and a pot and a fork and a knife. You can make anything happen, okay? You really can. You can make anything happen. So now they have what you call the air fryers. I'm not one into it, but I'll use it. But I think it's something that everyone should have, especially if they're in the vegetables, you know. And they're awesome. those slow cookers, you must have two or three in your kitchen. Okay, I cook everything in the pot. I cook everything in a slow cooker. If I want greens, I cook greens in my slow cooker. And those Texans just never heard of that. They never, that just takes them out. I said, I cook my greens in a slow cooker. What? I never heard of that, but they're good, good, good. So you find different ways to do different things, but I call you Martha Stewart because every time I speak with you personally, you're looking at some desserts or you're looking at Martha Stewart and talking about, you know, her kitchen and all of her cookware
and all of her equipment,
you know. But so eventually we're going to have a day of cookout. So I want you to list something that you would like to cook that's not in the box, okay? And we'll talk about it, and I'll come over there and be Chef Linda, okay? I'll just get a few chef hats, and I'll show you another trick of how to do it. The box is great, but it's always best to
go
fresh.
It's always better from scratch. Yes, I know.
I mean, you can make.
I love looking at the cooking shows.
Right.
My entertainment is very basic. It's like G and PG, right? You know.
Okay.
I'm either looking right now. I love the holiday season, and I'm looking at all the movies, or I'm looking at, you know, something for cooking, something for decorating your house, something for, you know, some happy movie, you know, comedy, romance, or whatever.
Up there. So what we're not going to stay because I know people are out there. I want to say we're closing out for now because we're on hiatus. We love you. We're going to be thinking of you. We want you to look out. And something real important, I'm going to put it out there. You know, we have to keep you abreast of everything that's happening. But my closing word is be determined, never be defeated, and never, ever, ever give it up. Though when you're closing the doors for the year end, keep those things at the top of the list. So when 2023 comes in, you can move out quickly on them, especially never, ever, ever give up. Those are words that no matter what it is, don't give up until you're ready. And you say, that's it, I think I'm going to switch over. But not let no one tell you that you cannot do anything. No one, okay, never be defeated. I tell my nieces all the time, well, she betrayed me, Auntie. I say, you know what? Betrayal don't mean broken. It doesn't mean broken. So you get that crazy glue, and you pick up that glass and stick it back together and keep moving forward, okay? Just keep moving forward. Betrayal does not mean broken. And sometimes you say, you know, you're right about that. You know how these young adults are, you know. They're listening to their peers, and they're kind of like really, really seeking out there. Well, that's what Amy's are for. You know, it's the Jackman line. And sometimes you have to give them some of that tough love, okay, to make it stick in their brain cells. They might not hear you in the beginning. Eventually, it will stick. So 2023, it's going to be the mentor in me. We're setting up some mentoring programs for the young adults. As I stated, we'll be putting it out there. Don't call if you cannot be cleared by DOJ and fingerprinted because we're dealing with young adults and we want to make sure that everyone involved is on the up and up, okay? Kind of put in mind what you would like to do with the young adults. Probably be on a monthly basis, but it's going to be a fine time. Our youth needs us out here, okay? And if we don't take care of the youth, we won't have any, all right? We just won't have any because if they're not drugged out or whatever, less hope out. So get busy. Take all that knowledge, all that stuff Grandma taught you and Mama taught you and all the stuff that's carried you thus far and give it to these babies. So we'll be starting on that. I'm still trying to locate facilities. I'll keep you abreast, but it is time, okay? Not only do we wake you up, brain-wise, we're going to wake you up. Life-wise, whatever we have, we're going to give it to you. We're going to give it to those babies. Tiffany, leave us with something, and we're going to say happy holidays to everybody. I want you to close us out. What do you have to tell us?
Well, I want to say happy holidays to everyone, and thank you so much to all the listeners and the audience out there. You guys have really been with me through a whole year of
yes.
trials and tribulations, although you may not have known that. because, you know, I'm on hiatus from hosting my show, my broadcast, and so this is a perfect platform for me to share some of the things about me that I don't share on the other platform. Number one, because I'm seen, and here I'm not seen, so it's a little bit more comfortable. I'm just caring and sharing, and life is good. Because I don't have to, you know, I don't have to interview anybody. I don't have to say too much. I can just be my authentic self. Not that I'm not there, but here I really am. And I just appreciate everyone just for, and especially you, you guys,
Thank you for listening
and you for putting the platform together so that we can all share and care, and anyone who comes on shares and cares. And, you know, it's just a really great opportunity, you know, to, for me at least, to be myself and to still be a part of the industry without doing everything that I normally do. So I appreciate that so much. And then I also want to say, you know, I have been a part in of an organization for some years, CUC. And I spoke with the president the other day, and, you know, what they do is amazing. They, you know, donate to different organizations. They're very charitable. They do drives, you know, they get people, they collaborate with different organizations, and they get people, when I say do drives, like clothing drives, and really get into the community. But they collaborate with some very good organizations. They're out there. They're really part of the community. And me, myself, I have been part of some organizations. I've sat on boards. But I really haven't seen such an organization as this. So I'm sure in the new year we'll probably be hearing more about it. but I just wanted to say that because it's you know, some people in these organizations don't do as they say. They say one thing and totally do something else. But this organization, I've got to say that the president is a principled person and one of integrity. And, you know, in the future as we move into the next year, you know, I'm sure others will be supporting that organization as well. So I just want to put that out there.
Well, you know, I know CUC is called Community Unification and Collaboration, so that takes in all, and I have been, very, very interested in how they do things, very, very instrumental because it's advisors and consultants. It works a little bit differently. So most organizations, they have tennis shoes for you. They move with the need, which most organizations should always move with the need of the people. And they say they do, but they don't. Well, I know they appreciate that information that you've given. And we're going to move up north. The young lady that working her organization for mothers, single mothers that have been on the system or homeless that have gone through traumatic experiences. It's called the Urban University. It's in Hercules, California, north of Oakland. And she's been there doing this for 24 years. She will be celebrating her anniversary in February. Her name is Tracy Williams. And it's a blessing. It puts a smile on your face because these young ladies are housed, they're trained, she gives them a job in her own business, and they receive paychecks. So they're there, and they make their money, and they can save their money until they get on their feet. And that's really the way it should really, really be. And I just admire her. I have to put it back out there again, and I'm going to put it out over the air for you, Tiffany with I. You going to go in there with me because we have to go witness her anniversary and keep encouraging her. It'll be her 25th anniversary that she's been doing that, and it's open. It is open to all women, not just one, but any woman, no matter what the culture, no matter what the background is. So she is inclusive all the way, and that is the way that it should be, you know. And those are the things that must be disseminated out there so that our youth can really, really see how it really, really goes, okay? Because each one teaches one. And we all learn together. And on that note, I'm going to say Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. Hanukkah is starting on Sunday. Just celebrate the seasons. Be careful out there. I love you. We appreciate you. And I hope, as a matter of fact, I know that we have given you something that can be very, very helpful, because we only move from our hearts over here. And anything that moves from the in out and from the heart has to be real. So keep that in mind. Enjoy your holiday. And remember, when someone tells you no, show them why they should have said yes. And I'm going to close this out. We're going to take you out with some Christmas music. Sit back and enjoy Tiffany with an eye. Merry Christmas to you. Happy holidays. Happy Kwanzaa, all of that stuff, because we move in all of those circles. Angels, movers, we are about the universe, and everything is included in the universe, whatever you want to call it. True humanitarians over here, and move with our hearts. And I hope you have felt us, because that has been our goal, and that is our vow. We love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm going to play some songs here. Remember, at Christmas time, people, please remember, Christmas morning, when you get up, just think about things that maybe you were not able to take care of, but, you know, it's going to be okay. It all works itself out. It's a joyful time. It's a time where families come together. It's where kindness and love is shown. But I'm going to give you a secret. It should be done like that every day. And we're going to say enjoy your holiday. Have a great one.
Someday at Christmas, men won't be boys, playing with bombs like kids play with toys. One warm December, our hearts will see a world where men are free. Someday at Christmas, there'll be no war, when we have learned what Christmas is for, when we have found what life's really worth. Someday in a world where men are free,
on Christmas Day, please think of us because we will definitely be thinking of you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Collaborate.
They want to
give, showing others how to live.